You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Eggers are offering the best buying and leasing deals.
Toyota, Volkswagen, Kia, Ford, Dodge, Nissan, and Cadillac are offering the lowest financing rates out of the major car manufacturers. And if you're looking to lease, then head to Volvo, Audi, Ford, or Toyota.
We also spoke to Wattled Hub spokeswoman Jill Gonzalez about military retirees. She says that Wyoming is the best state in the nation for those retirees. And she says the average military retirement age is just 44.
They might be still looking for some job opportunities and, of course, a great place to live as other retirees are.
Jill Gonzalez says the study looked at 20 key metrics across the categories of economics, quality of life, and health care. Montana, South Dakota, Maine, and Florida round out the top five in the study. Meanwhile, Indiana, Rhode Island, the District of Columbia, Utah, and New York rank the worst for military retirees. Wallet Hub's Jill Gonzalez says there's a minor difference between Republican and Democratic states for military retirees.
Red states are just barely more friendly towards military retirees. Their average rank 24th, blue states up at 27th.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it's 55, cloudy degrees in Flemington. There's a 40% chance of showers tonight. I have nothing for today, though, oddly enough. A 30% chance of showers tomorrow, Friday, but then the sun comes out for the weekend. Saturday, sunny with a high of 69. And then Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. And Memorial Day Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of near 79. And it looks like the showers will hold off until the evening. Excellent. The music is not playing. I know why. I will get it to play.
Jennifer getting a little funky here. What's going on over there?
That's two reasons.
Good morning, and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers, I can't wait to hear these two reasons. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we'll give you the full recap of Comic Fest that happened at HCL last Saturday. We're gearing up for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on June 13th. We'll tell you why you don't want to miss it. Jennifer wants to know why electricity is so expensive if she can make it with a balloon in her hair. Why did you cut the music off so quick?
All right,
I'm going to apologize, a blanket apology to our listeners for the production values of today's show. It's Jennifer Winberry's wedding anniversary, and I guess something strange happens on this day every year. It's like Brigadoon. Summer is almost here, Jennifer, and HCL has free museum passes for you to use. Also, our summer concert series and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, everyone out there. Thanks for tuning in. Jennifer, what are the two reasons you picked that song?
Well, as you alluded, it was my wedding anniversary, so I thought The Thrill Is Gone was appropriate, but that's just kind of...
Oh, that was the name of it? I was going to say that was your wedding song. The no. thrill is gone. That sounds like a song that you play when
It was a joke.
When you are consummating your wedding vows.
But B.B. King died earlier this week.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
So, but yeah.
Jennifer, no, as always, starts our show off on a downer. Thank you, Jennifer.
Welcome.
We have a full slate of programs this week at the library. Let's catch you up in case you need some stuff to do. Last night, the City Winch Trio visited us at ACL. They've been visiting us for many years now. Oboe, flute, and piano. They were playing light classical music and ragtime music.
Oh, they did play some ragtime?
Yes. Very good. The pineapple rag. Maple Leaf Rag, every song they played was like, there was a program that said, you're going to know all of these songs.
Oh, that's good.
So it was like classical music that you've heard in commercials and places, and they're excellent. Just a three-piece, it's like sitting in on a chamber group.
Very nice.
And they're excellent musicians. We'll have them back over the holidays as we do every year at the North County Branch Library. They do a Christmas show for us every year. But coming up this week, starting today, Fred Miller will be rounding out his winter-spring series with his last afternoon concert at 2 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. The title, Heaven, I'm in Heaven. He'll be singing about the sun, moon, and stars, an American popular song. That's Fred Miller, pianist, singer, narrator. 2 p.m. today at the Huntington County Library. Tonight at the Huntington County Library, we're showing a movie, Still Alice. Starring, I'm drawing a blank on what her name is now. What is that woman's name? 6 p.m. tonight at the Huntington County Library. Still Alice. Oh, my gosh. My brain's not working today.
Glad I could help, Jim.
This is part of our Academy Award-nominated film series, sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. You're welcome to bring food and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Or you're not. Maybe you don't want to bring your favorite. Maybe you're sick of your favorite non-alcoholic beverage, Jennifer. You want to mix it up a little bit.
You might. I'm looking for the woman. Julianna Moore.
Jennifer's not even paying
Julianna
attention.
Moore. I'm trying to help you out here.
Oh, Julianne Moore. That is correct. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
Star is Still Alice, that we'll be playing tonight at the Huntington County Library. Also tonight, if you don't want to, if you hate Julianne Moore, if she owes you money or she did something to you.
That was Bill Murray's top 10, number one thing about David Letterman. You're not getting the money back you owe me.
Oh, and last night's show. Yeah. Actually, speaking of David Letterman, well, last night was his last show. He's been on the air for how many, 30-something years?
Something really long.
I used to absolutely love David Letterman when I was in, when I was in college was when I watched him religiously because I was up at that time anyway. But, hit or miss. Since then, and actually I liked him before then. I love a sense of humor. That dry sense of humor is just...
And yet you don't love mine. Imagine that.
Well, I like your sense of humor. Why are you saying that?
I'm kidding.
Actually, I have printed a couple top 10 lists, Jennifer, in honor of Dave. Maybe I'll just read it now.
Okay.
I was trying to think of one that would apply to you. See, I'm always thinking about you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Jim.
And I came up with this one. Here are, from the Late Show with David Letterman, the top 10 inexpensive weekend activities.
Oh, there you go.
In New York City.
Okay.
Oh, you knew this one.
No, but you know me then.
Oh, no, I didn't because of inexpensive. I did it because of New York City.
No, I know, but yeah, that's what we do.
Jennifer, you're going to be a handful today, aren't you?
I am, Jim. Thanks.
Okay, Jennifer, top 10 inexpensive weekend activities in New York City. Number 10. Ruptured pipe steam baths in the middle of the street. Number 9, take a Bible out of hotel room drawer, look out window, and circle the commandments as you see them broken. Number 8, lie down in chalk body outlines to see if they fit. Number 7, rummage through meat plant dumpster off 14th Street, try to assemble your own cow. Number 6, watch America Most Wanted, then go fugitive spotting at the Port Authority. Number 5, use bird seed, get Columbus Circle pigeons to spell out nasty words. Number 4, try on a pair of pants at Macy's, then walk around store asking everyone you see, how do they look? Number 3, throw rocks at the Chrysler building and wait for old man Chrysler to come out and chase you away. Number 2, buy fake police ID in Times Square and strip search yourself. And number 1, The D&D train is for dancing. Okay, David Letterman, God bless you. Thank you for 38 years of laughs. Okay, back to our library programs. You're not a big fan of David Letterman.
I am. I'm not a big fan of staying up late.
Oh, okay. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, like I said, if Julianne Moore owes you money, you don't want anything to do with her. We have a program called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, New Jersey's Civil War Generals with Dr. David Martin. This sounds interesting, Jennifer. He'll cover the most famous New Jersey Civil War generals, Phil Kearny and Judson Kilpatrick. Any relation to our own Karen Kilpatrick?
I don't know.
To good but not so well-known generals such as Joseph Carge. I'm not going to say their names, Jennifer. Hear stories of those who died in battle,
so well known,
as well as several important Confederate generals with New Jersey connections. So this is tonight at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. We still have room. The North County Branch Library is located at 65 Halsted Street in Clinton, New Jersey. And if you want information on all our programs, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar in the lower right corner, and all of our flyers are there for you to learn about what is happening this week and dates in the future, Jennifer.
That's right.
What else do we have coming up next week?
Next week starts our six-week session and demonstration with Hunterdon Integrative Medicine's Wellness Series. They are part of the Hunterdon Medical Center, and they believe that the Eastern alternative medicine in conjunction with Western medicine, meditation, Qigong, Himalayan singing bowls, that kind of thing, they go hand in hand and they can help you mind and body. So we're going to have a series. The first three are going to be on Tuesday mornings from 11 to 12, and then we will switch to the last three on Wednesday mornings, 11 to 12. And this Tuesday is going to be meditation with John Haspel at 11 o'clock at the headquarters library.
And also Tuesday, May 26th, real quick, we have the NCB Garden Club meeting. They'll be talking about great public gardens of New Jersey. Jennifer knows a few of these, don't you, Jennifer?
I do.
Which is your favorite great public garden of New Jersey?
I don't know if it's great. It's small. I wouldn't, but it's Willowwood Arboretum in Morris County.
I'm sure that's probably on the list, Jennifer.
You think?
NCB Garden Club is drop-in. Feel free to come by. And always, they have Gardener Swap, a table of plants and seeds that they just share with each other. So that's a good idea. Why don't you ever go to this?
I don't know.
You are such a snob sometimes.
I'm not a snob. Probably because Tuesday is my first day back at work and I'm awfully tired by 7 o'clock at night.
If someone stays up on that because their headlight is out, I don't even want to go down that road. Okay, Jennifer, it's time for our first commercial break. Whether you like it or not, we'll be back with more library
show. Wait, what do you mean whether I like it or not? I'm the one pushing the buttons over here.
Yeah, you're pushing buttons.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the huntingchamberradio.com app today.
You're listening to huntingchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer, is that too loud? Is it?
I just turned it way down.
It's time for Today in History. I quiz Jennifer about events and people born or died on this date. I'm going to preface today's game. Today is May 21st. I'm going to preface this by saying I'm very indifferent about today's events and people. I couldn't really get excited about it.
Okay.
So just FYI.
All right.
Okay, Jennifer, let's start with May 21st, 1881. The American Red Cross is established in Washington, D.C. by whom?
Clara Barton.
Very good. 1927, May 21st. This is way too easy, but like I said, Jennifer,
Last one was.
Didn't we put any effort into it?
Charles Lindbergh landed in France, the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic.
So Jennifer has actually studied up
on that. I just happened to know this. And 5 years later, Amelia Earhart landed in Ireland, making her the first woman to fly across the Atlantic.
And Jennifer, that's my next two questions. But my question for you, where did Charles Lindbergh land?
France. I don't know specifically where in France.
Paris.
Oh, how about that? Farmer's Field would have been a lot easier.
And Amelia Earhart in 1932, Jennifer is correct, landed in Derry, Northern Ireland. But Jennifer, she was forced down by bad weather, so where was she heading to?
I think she was trying to go to France.
Well, she made it to Ireland. So she just wanted to land where Lindbergh landed?
I think so.
Gotcha. Why? I don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
I was going to say something between men and women flying, and why was it such... It's...
Beryl Markham.
The plane's
tried
doing
also.
All the work, Jennifer.
Well, yes, but you have to, you know.
What?
The idea of flying 36 hours nonstop.
So men can do it better than women?
Apparently.
I don't think so. 1934, Jennifer, May 21st. Oskaloosa, Iowa becomes the first municipality of the United States to do what to its citizens?
What year?
1934. I just found this interesting. You probably never get this in a million years.
I probably won't.
They fingerprinted all our citizens.
Oh. That sounds very today.
Very distrusting town, Oskaloosa. Kiko Marilla is listening today, Jennifer. Okay. And unfortunately, I have not one scrap of World War II trivia. Well, not even Civil War, so I apologize to you, Kiko.
Is he just World War II or Civil War?
No. Any military.
All right. How about today?
Oh, Jennifer coming up.
1725.
Look, you did study.
I didn't.
You were up at 3:15 reading all about today in history.
I was not. This was, my husband told me this morning. A Russian order was instituted today in 1725, and then it was discontinued for a while, and then it was reinstituted.
A Russian one? Mm-hmm. We like American military history, Jennifer.
Sorry. That's all I know. Okay.
But we'll see. Kiko, if you're listening, good luck with that one. Okay, and finally, Jennifer, in 2005, the tallest roller coaster in the world opens. Where? What was the name of it? Anything?
Great Adventure.
Great Adventure in New Jersey is correct.
Great Adventure.
Yes. See, there was a reason I put it there. Jennifer, good deductive reasoning there.
Thank you.
Remember the King de Ka. It's that one that drops straight down.
Wonderful.
Yes, that's awesome. Okay, finally, born or died on this date. In 1948, Leo Sayer was born. Leo Sayer.
Well, you're going to tell me and I'm going to know.
Of course I'm going to tell you, Jennifer. That's the point of the game.
No, but then I'll be like, oh, yeah, I know.
Nay, maybe not this one.
Go ahead.
He was a pop singer. He sang, "You Make Me Feel Like
Yes,
Dancing."
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yes.
Terrible song.
I Want to Dance the Night Away.
Yeah, it's awful. Stop right now. 1951, Jennifer, May 21st, Al Franken was born.
He's a political commentator and an author.
Author, also a senator.
Yeah, that too.
The Minnesota senator first gained fame as a writer and actor on Saturday Night Live, Jennifer.
Really?
Franken and Davis, you remember that comedy team?
I don't. I was not a Saturday Night Live.
Really?
We were at Rocky Horror.
You were not a Saturday Night Live fan, but you were a David Letterman fan. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer. Another layer of the onion.
Layer of the onion, Jim.
Okay, Jennifer, 1957, on this date, Judge Reinhold is born.
19 who?
57.
57. He's an actor,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to be able to tell you what he was in.
He was in, let's see, Beverly Hills Cop. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
He was the older brother of the girl.
The younger brother.
No, the older brother that worked in the, Brad. His name was Brad.
I don't remember. I don't like that name.
Why not?
I don't know.
Tell me why.
Maybe it's a Rocky Horror thing.
It was an old boyfriend, Jennifer.
No.
Let's go down memory lane.
I never had a boyfriend.
What did Brad do to you?
I don't think I knew a Brad.
Okay. If you don't like the name Brad, you're going to should hate this name. Born today in 1960, Jeffrey Dahmer.
He was a serial killer.
He was indeed. Killed, I think, 20 or something men and boys, I believe he killed, and whatever else he did to their bodies. I almost didn't put him in because I just don't
like it. All right, well, then let's move on.
But I didn't have any other. And then finally died today, Jennifer, in 2000, John Gielgud.
Sir John Gielgud, he was a British actor, Shakespearean actor.
Mm-hmm.
Was he the butler in Arthur?
Correct, Jennifer. That's the only reason I know him, and I was going to make the point of saying, here's this great actor in Britain for 30, 40 years, and how do we remember him? As the butler in Arthur. He's turning over in his grave. Because he died in 2000. That's one. So that's today in history. See, I told you, there's nothing really earth-shattering there today. I know. Sorry about that. I got no answer from Kiko about this Russian medal,
right,
Jennifer.
It was the Order of St. Alexander Nevsky.
That's impossible.
No, it's not, because we actually have an order. And
you have this at home?
Yeah. We have a replica of it.
Oh.
Modern strike. And then
so
it was
a good gift for your husband would be some medal. Does he have like a Purple Heart?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes, he actually has his uncle's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen one. My mother's uncle got a Purple Heart in fighting Battle of the Bulge, I believe it was.
Wow.
So I saw that. He had a couple of them. I can't remember the names of the other ones.
I'm sure he had a World War II European Theater Medal, campaign medal.
I'm sure he did. I think he had three or four of them.
World War II Victory Medal.
What's the Purple Heart for? Being wounded, right?
Correct.
What's the Iron Cross for? Isn't there an Iron Cross?
Yeah, but I don't think that's American.
That's not a medal.
No, it is. I'm not sure if it's American.
No, don't look it up. Look it up on the break, Jennifer.
We have
listeners here.
We don't have a break.
Kids 1125, let's talk about Comic Fest, Jennifer. I promised our listeners that we would tell you all about Comic Fest and how awesome it was last Saturday. So paint a picture for me.
It was really great. We set everything up Friday.
It was really great.
It was really great. We had 500 people come through the doors between 10 and 4. All ages, a lot of the younger crowd. We had everything set up really well ahead of time, so we just got in and went. Let's see, we had Mary Jean and Kendra, we're downstairs on the lower level with the live Minecraft. We wrapped, I don't know, close to 100 boxes, or would you say?
Oh, 250 boxes, if probably more.
And they played Minecraft, which I still don't understand. And then Jeremiah and Kendra made some life-size monsters, and they were down there as well. Let's see what else. We had a welcome table with lots of giveaways and a map. We had a fabulous face painter. We had three panels.
Really sell this, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Mike Stewart did a talk about digital comics. And then Scott Hanna did a panel that was probably the most well-attended about drawing superheroes. And he actually had people draw superheroes. You know, he, like, showed them how to do it, like, go along with him. And then there was a panel about writing your own comics and publishing your own comics. And Scott DeShane, John Schmidtberger, Shannon O'Connell, Brian and Eric were also on that panel, and Rob Feldman led the panel. And we had a Comic Fusion from Flemington brought some of the, May 2nd is always Free Comic Day, she brought some of the comics over, Stacy from Comic Fusion, and we gave those away. We had pins and comic books from Penguin Random House. It was Make Your Own Comics comic book downstairs with Shannon O'Connell. The Joker was here, and Deadpool made an appearance.
What's Deadpool look like?
Kind of like a red, kind of like Spider-Man without the blue.
Really?
Yeah.
What does he do?
I have no idea.
What's his crime against humanity?
I don't know. That was the t-shirt I was wearing, too. I have no idea. There's lots of pictures on Facebook.com/HunterdonComicFest. And I think we're working on a video.
We are indeed. Who was the book garden woman dressed up as?
Oh, she was Poison Ivy, which is pretty funny because...
Who's Poison Ivy?
She had Batman from Batman? Batman. She had Poison Ivy, so she dressed up as Poison Ivy. She was a really good Poison Ivy, actually. And then the face painter painted someone else's Poison Ivy.
You're a big Batman fan?
I'm not. I just happened to know she was...
I just thought it had a really good vibe, Jennifer. Let me just jump in here real quick.
Please.
I thought that artist alley, where all the artists sat in the gallery, they had their work up, and mm-hmm. people watched them draw, and they interacted with the people. I thought that was probably the best part. All the giveaways were awesome, of course, as well. The scavenger hunt, the panel discussions, and then all the children's crafts and games, and the face painter obviously was busy for the whole day because... Everyone left dressed up, even if they didn't come
right,
in dressed
right,
up, thanks
yeah.
to the face painter. So I think this is something we should do annually, Jennifer. What are your ideas?
Oh, I think so also. Yeah,
okay.
And the Rob Feldman and Caroline from the Book Garden in Frenchtown were key in helping us plan, and they're both very excited.
I want to thank Jeremiah Harris again for being the overlord. He did an awesome job, and he's already got ideas for next year.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it. So that was Comic Fest at the Hunter County Library last Saturday. Look for information early next year for our next Comic Fest next year. Well, we got a Facebook page already, so like us on Facebook. Like the Hunter County Library on Facebook, Jennifer, and all this information will not elude you.
That's right.
All right, it's halfway through our show. It's 11:30. Jim Gunnell will join us in 30 scant minutes for his show, Taking Care of Business. Here's another quick look at your Flemington weather. 59 degrees currently in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Jennifer, and there's a little line under this. I have a new weather page. I'm going to try for something more accurate. It says it's 59 degrees currently, but it feels like, Jennifer, 59 degrees.
Well, how about that?
I'm assuming at some point that line is different, maybe because it's humid or something. Or if it's a wind chill. Sure.
Be, yeah.
Today's forecast to be much cooler than yesterday, Jennifer. Today's high is supposed to be 56, which is already 59, so forget that. 50% chance of rain. Winds are variable, Jennifer, at 0 miles an hour right now. How can you be variable wind at zero? Answer that one for me, Jennifer.
I do not know.
Barometric pressure currently, Jennifer, is 31.13 inches. Do you know what that means?
It's the amount of pressure.
It doesn't say whether it's going up or down, which is, I think, the important part. So
right, because if it's going to rain, it'll be going down.
Your visibility is 10 miles, which I find hard to believe.
Really?
It's pretty cloudy out there, isn't it?
Yeah, but maybe they mean to the horizon.
Overcast clouds are 10,000 feet above us. The dew point is 40 degrees. Wow, that's shocking. 40-degree dew point. I have no idea what that means. Humidity is a scant 44%. That's probably pretty low. But how could it be 44% if it's about to rain? Actually, it just went up to 46%. So the rain's coming. Jennifer, snow depth, not available.
Well,
okay, I got breaking news for everyone. I can give you the snow. I'm going to go on a limb here. Snow depth will be zero at the moment. The UV index, Jennifer, is 2. And what is the maximum on the UV scale?
I don't know. Is it 10?
It is 12.
12. Interesting.
I didn't know that either. And the pollen count, Jennifer, is 8.10 out of 12.
Okay.
Okay.
Fascinating.
So here's your weather. Chance of rain today. Tomorrow, 73 degrees and partly cloudy. Then Saturday and Sunday look like two glorious days, just clear skies. Cool on Saturday in the upper 60s. And then we're up to 80 on Sunday. And then Memorial Day Monday, 85 degrees and partly cloudy skies. And it looks like summer kicks in earnest. Right on time, Jennifer, Memorial Day, because it looks like it's upper 80s and 90s all next week.
Wow.
With thunderstorms in the afternoon every one of those days, just like Florida weather. So welcome back to the Library Show. Jennifer, we got a half hour left. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about the big, huge, hulking thing in the lobby of the headquarters library.
Oh, good idea.
Tell us about it, Jim Thatch.
James Colson is a local Eagle Scout, and he is sharing his project with us called Paying It Forward, Jennifer. It's a large board in our lobby with some slips of paper, and he's asking everyone that comes in to write something on that slip of paper and then put it on the board of something nice that you'll do to pay it forward. Paying it forward meaning, how would you define paying it forward,
it's
Jennifer?
Like a random act of kindness you're going to do.
With the object being, if you do something like that, the person you do it to will pay it forward to somebody else. You're starting a chain of kindness, Jennifer. That's where I'm going with this.
That's where you're going with this?
Yes. So how will you pay it forward this weekend, Jennifer?
I don't know. I'm going to, I don't know.
So we've had many.
I was unclear whether it was something that you were doing or had done.
It's something you want to do. It's something you want to do. So I've been reading them on the board, and all ages have obviously been filling them out. It's very cute to read what the little kids write. And
what is James Colson going to do with these once he's accumulated them?
It's a great question.
How about a great answer?
I don't know. He's going to do something with them, Jennifer.
Okay.
But just the goodwill he's spreading just with the board itself. Isn't that enough of a reason?
I don't know. I didn't know if he had other
So I want to thank James Colson if he's listening. Odds are probably not, but
he's probably in school.
Probably is. A good Eagle Scout. So probably a kid going places someday, Jennifer. You might want to hitch your wagon to Mr. James Colson. Okay, what else?
What else?
I'm going to give the second half of the show to you.
No, please don't.
Why?
Well, because.
Because. Today's Jennifer's 21st wedding anniversary. Everyone, happy anniversary, Jennifer. I'll say it live on the air.
Thank you, Jim Thatch.
I have no gift for you. What was your wedding song? I'll sing it for you.
I actually have it. I can play.
Go ahead.
I have it.
You have it queued up, and you weren't going to play it.
I was going to, and then I went with The Thrill Is Gone.
Okay.
So,
should we keep talking while you're queuing it up?
Yeah, we can keep talking.
Okay, I'm going to talk about our outdoor concert series since I brought that up at the top of the show. We have 3 concerts again for the Friends of the Huntington County Library Outdoor Summer Concert Series. These are free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair and a picnic lunch if you want. The Tines? No.
No.
Your wedding song started with seagulls? Did you meet at the beach?
No.
Is this Billy Joel?
It is.
I should have guessed that, Jennifer. Good night, my angel, time to close your eyes. So who picked this, you or your husband?
And we picked it together.
So he's a big Billy Joel fan? We should have had your husband on the show today for your anniversary.
I asked him. He wasn't.
We could have shared 21 years of memories
He really wasn't interested. I asked him.
So the summer outdoor concerts, starting Wednesday, July 8th, will be every other week. The Summer Swing Orchestra joins us at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 8th. And then on the 22nd at 6:30 p.m., the Blauenberg Band. It's the big Sousa-type community band, very popular with our patrons. And then finally, the tent pole of the whole concert, Jennifer, or the whole series. Wednesday, August 5th at 6:30 p.m., the British Invasion tribute and their American response. So you haven't seen these four gentlemen. They have actually three shows in one. They play British hits from the 60s, then they go with American hits from the 60s, and then they end up with a medley of Beatles songs. I'll give a little shout out to my wife and daughter, just in case they're listening in London. What are the odds, Jennifer?
Slim to none.
None. They are visiting London for the week, and they will be seeing Sir Paul McCartney.
Oh, nice.
Sir James Paul McCartney. Did you know Paul McCartney's first name is James?
I did.
You did know that?
I did.
You are a Beatles fan. They're seeing him in concert on Monday. I guess it's not Memorial Day in Britain. Or is it Memorial Day all over the world?
I don't think so. No, and Remembrance Day is it, they have poppies.
No, actually, they're seeing him Sunday, May 24th. Never mind. I take it back. They're seeing Paul McCartney concert in London. My daughter's completely over the moon about that because she's probably a bigger Beatles fan than I am.
Wow, imagine that.
We gave her a car. Well, we gave her my wife's old car. The first thing she did was buy a Beatles bumper sticker and put it on. So.
You didn't have one on already?
I did not. It wasn't my car. It was my wife's car.
I see.
She had Vermont bumper stickers and yoga bumper stickers.
Were they bumper stickers
vegetarian,
or were they magnets?
Like the magnet. Yeah. Yeah, not like the old bumper sticker like you see that you can never get.
Anymore?
I doubt it. Because you can make them now where you can take them off and on. People like to resell their cars. I don't think people resold cars back in the day like they do now. Cars just kind of gave out after 5 years in the old days. I don't know. Jennifer, where am I going?
I don't know, Jim. I'm really fascinated.
Oh, it's a beautiful song, Jennifer. What's the title?
Lullaby.
Lullaby. So you're going to play today for your husband? Maybe a little. Go somewhere where you can dance tonight. I'm trying to think somewhere in the Bethlehem. There must be a place that you can dance.
I'm sure there is.
And what was he? Didn't you say you had another song? This is your only marriage song.
The processional was a song from Aspects of Love. Unexpected song.
You didn't do the normal bridal processional?
Does that surprise you, Jim Thatch?
Kind of.
That I didn't do something normal?
Yes. Usually you're by the book, aren't you?
Do you think?
No?
I don't know. Sorry to hear that.
Why? I don't know. I'm pretty by the book, I think.
You are?
Yes.
I know. What was your wedding song?
Which time?
Laura, you know what.
We actually have two. Only You by the Platters. Have you ever heard of that mm-hmm. song? And then Bruce Springsteen has a song called If I Should Fall Behind. Wait for Me. But Wait for Me isn't in the title. So
very nice.
We are digressing here.
I know,
Jennifer.
We sure are. Because I was going to talk about the Earphone Awards.
Oh, really? Maybe we should keep digressing then.
Okay.
What the heck are the Earphone Awards? Does this have to do anything with the 100 Count Library?
It certainly does. Oh, Audiophile Magazine Awards are given to audiobooks that excel as presentations of narrative voice and style in vocal characterizations and in appropriateness for the audio format.
Are we giving these awards out?
No. Audiophile Magazine does.
Okay.
And they've given them out to some books
on... You mean we won them?
No. To audiobooks. Books on CD.
Oh, you made a book list of all these books that won these awards. Is that what you're doing? Where are you going with this, Jennifer?
I'm going to tell you what books, what audiobooks or downloadable audiobooks won. The Audiophile magazine.
Do we have these audiobooks?
We either have them as a book on CD or we have them as a downloadable ebook from EHCL. That's where I'm going with this, Jim Thatch.
Okay, good.
We have At the Water's Edge by Sarah Gruen.
Hate that book. I'm just kidding. I've never heard of it.
It's funny that you say that about that book.
Why, you don't like it?
No, we had a huge debate about it.
About adding it to our collection?
No. At some librarians online, we had a huge debate about it. It's set in World War II. An American heiress the young and the rich. She's bored, and she and her boyfriend and
she's bored during World War II.
Yeah, and they go off to Scotland to look for like a monster. I don't know if it's a Loch Ness monster specifically.
What? That's a strange.
Right, and
twist.
Like she forgets that she's going to need food rations. Like they just go off.
Who thought of that? Well, I'm bored. What do you want to do? Let's go look for a monster.
Yeah, pretty much during World War II. Oh yeah, and by the way, we might not be able to eat. So that one, Small Mercies by Eddie Joyce, which is actually a lesser known book this year, but it's very good. It's set in Staten Island, so it felt very familiar.
You're familiar with Staten Island.
Yeah, my grandparents lived there for 40 years. Yes.
How big is Staten Island? Is it big?
It's big enough. I don't know how big. They lived, you know what? They lived in Princess Bay, which is right over the Outer Bridge, so we didn't get too far.
Isn't it strange that the Outer Bridge is actually, somebody built a bridge named Outer Bridge?
I guess, if you think about it.
Or was it named after, who was Outer Bridge? Outer Bridge is not, it's not the Outer Bridge like it's a bridge. Outer Bridge is somebody's name, Mr. Outer Bridge, right?
I don't know.
Yes, Outer really? Bridge is somebody's name.
How about that?
So you just think like instead of the Inner Bridge, this is the Outer Bridge? No, it's like Douglas Outer Bridge is who the bridge is named after.
Huh.
You have to look that one up.
So it's really the Outer Bridge Bridge?
It's the Outer Bridge Crossing.
I see. Oh, I never knew that. Wow, I'm glad I came today.
if for no other reason.
The Fifth Gospel by Ian Caldwell.
That's blasphemous.
Okie dokie.
Are there four Gospels?
The Wright Brothers. There's more than four Gospels. There's four canonical Gospels. The Wright Brothers by David McCullough.
Been done to death.
All righty. Let's see.
My pessimistic book reviews. Maybe this should be a new feature on our show.
H is for Hawk by Helen MacDonald. House
That's
Frog.
That's pretentious.
By Jill Alexander.
What was that last one?
House Frog.
House Frog? I take it back. That one sounds pretentious.
My goodness.
By the way, update on your weather. The wind is now 0.2.
That's why it's variable.
And now it can be variable.
Okay. How about we do some commercials? We'll see if we can, I don't know.
We'll be back.
Put you back together.
10 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour. The show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatosh of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
and honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, huntertonchamber.org, for more information today.
Welcome back to the Library Show. And thanks for that bit of trivia about the Outer Bridge, Jim Thatch. I've crossed it hundreds of times, perhaps thousands, and I never realized it was named after Eugenius Harvey Outerbridge. He was the first chairman of the Port of New York Authority, which later became the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
He was just born to have a bridge named after him, Jennifer.
He certainly was. Wow, thank you for that.
Okay, before we deteriorate again into just senseless babble, let me talk about the ACL Outdoor Art Show and sale coming up June 13th at the Hunterdon County Library from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And actually, I will talk about another event on that same day. But first, the arts show and sale. So artists are pouring in now, Jennifer. I think we're going to have a full complement of local artists displaying on snow fences on the Hunterdon County lawn, County Library lawn on June 13th. So if you're an art lover, I highly suggest coming by that day. Bring a picnic lunch or a chair or a blanket so you can spend some time there, because we're going to have music by Acoustic Road, a popular local band. I think we will have some food for sale. I got to double check on that. We'll have demonstrations from the Hunterdon Watercolor Society. The Cultural and Heritage Commission will be having an art expo in the Freeholder Building on the same property, county complex, as the art show. So there's going to be a lot going on today. And actually, in the meeting room, it's Knit Day, a World Knitting Day, and we're going to have a group in there just to add to the festivities.
Very nice.
So there's a lot be going on. This is June 13th. And if that wasn't enough, it's 10 to 3 p.m. that afternoon at the 4-H Fairgrounds Park, Hunterdon County Community Day. That's from 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. They'll be having pony rides in a petting zoo, reptile shows by Reptile World, outdoor games and activities, a dunk tank, a kid's rock wall, hot air and tethered balloon rods, and much more. This is Hunterdon Community Day, the same day as the art show, so you got a full day. Sponsors for the Hunterdon County Community Day are the Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, ShopRite, the Hunterdon County Tricentennial Committee. The type is getting smaller and smaller, Jennifer. I can't read the rest of them.
Okay.
So that's Community Day and the Outdoor Art Show, June 13th. Do not go anywhere on June 13th.
Well,
anywhere out of the county, because there's a lot going on that day. The art show is a fun day. It's got another thing that has a great vibe at the library. Just walk around, talk to the local artists. I bet you'll find something that you'll want to buy, and the prices are very reasonable. They'll be judging, and the one lucky artist will win our Best in Show prize. If you are an artist and want to enter, I think there's still time, but you better do it fast. Just go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. Click on the link for the Outdoor Art Show, and the entry form will come up. You just got to print it out and fill it out and get it to us by the deadline, which is June. Jennifer, it's June 6th.
Oh, plenty of time.
Yes.
How many artists?
But 75. We only accept 75 local artists.
How many do you have now?
We are above 50, I think, right now.
Oh, very good.
Yep. It's going to be a great day.
Good. And we just got, I just got an email, which you got also, from James Coulson, so maybe he is listening. The revised directions. I guess there's one of these pay it forward boards in the media center at the high school, Hunterdon Central Regional High School as well.
And I think that was his. And he moved it to
He moved it? Okay, because yes. The instructions were for the media center.
Right.
So he's revised them and they just came. So got maybe it. He is listening.
That would be fascinating.
Why would it be fascinating?
No, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, Jennifer. Go ahead and devolve into something.
I don't know.
Take us there, Jennifer.
This weekend is the unofficial start of summer, but the official start of summer at the Hunterdon County Library is often the Hunterdon County Summer Reading Club. And this year's theme is Every Hero Has a Story. Read and earn prizes for children from ages 2 to 12. It begins June 22nd through August 31st at the Headquarters Library, North County Branch, South County Branch, or the Bookmobile. So stop in for more information or watch the website. And there will be some teen cafe programs all summer and tweens. And then there's the independent reading. And we've completely lost Jim Thatch.
And then I'm watching the weather. I like my new weather.
Great. And we also have an adult summer reading club. Do you know what the theme for that's going to be?
It's superheroes. Something with superheroes.
Oh, I thought Terry said she wasn't going to use that.
It sounded like she did, Jennifer. What was the title of this adult reading club?
Every Hero Has a Story.
Right. And I think the kids is superheroes.
Yeah.
Something with
superheroes. Well, this is the children's one.
Oh, that's the children's one.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant...
You weren't listening, were you?
God, not at all, obviously. I thought that was the adult reading club.
No, because we promoted this during Comic Fest.
Every Hero Has a Story.
And I had suggested we promote the adult one as well, but Terry said she wasn't using that.
Okay, so let's say, Jennifer, you're in distress.
Okay.
Which superhero would you want to come rescue you?
Oh, you mean not like a real one, not like a policeman?
Yes. No, a fictional...
Underdog.
Underdog? Why
underdog?
Underdog. Of course you got to give me a weird answer.
Oh, they are using it. Escape the Ordinary. She is using it. It will begin on Friday, May 22nd. It begins tomorrow.
The Adult Summer Reading Club. So give people information about this, Jennifer. This is very important.
This is very strange. You have to know to look for it on the website. Click on the website, hclibrary.us. And under the adults submenu.
Well, explain what the Adult Summer Reading Club is,
well,
Jennifer.
Well, I'm going to. You click on Reader Services, and then you can click on the Adult Summer Reading Club. And it is independent reading throughout the summer.
Is there a minimum age?
There is no minimum. I think high school.
Well, that would be a minimum.
High school, and then there's no maximum age. And right now, the only information up there is registration. You can pre-register before tomorrow, and then the official registration starts tomorrow. But that's all the information that is up here right now.
So we've been doing this for several years, the Adult Summer Reading Club, since the Youth Reading Club is so popular in the summer.
Yes.
And we've been getting great attendance or great participation every year.
Yes, and it looks like it's pretty much the same as last year. You're encouraged to write a book review if you would like, that they've asked you to keep the reviews to no more than two paragraphs, even a sentence or two.
That's called the Jennifer rule.
That's not my rule.
No, they called it, named it after you.
They did not.
Yeah, they did.
Why?
Because you're not very brief in your reviews. That's the Jennifer clause. I'm just kidding. Jennifer, what's the matter with you over there? I'm kidding.
Because I believe you.
Your reviews go on and on, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I know, but I don't put them up in the summer. I do it during the winter to keep people interested.
Don't you write reviews for the Adult Summer
Reading Club? I do, mostly during the winter, yeah.
Are they ever more than two paragraphs?
Usually not, no.
Oh, really?
Really. Once in a while they are, but not often. So any book you start reading tomorrow, May 22nd, you can count toward reading for... You have to read the entire book for fiction to count the book. For nonfiction, you have to have read at least 75% of the book. There will be a test. You have to read books...
Wait a minute. What?
It says, do I have to read the entire book in order for it to count? For fiction, yes. For nonfiction, you must read at least 75% of it.
Why? Yeah. Why? What's the difference between fiction and nonfiction?
I don't know. Well, fiction is a story. Nonfiction is real. I did not make
okay,
these
Jennifer,
rules.
Thank you for that explanation.
I was in the
of
middle.
What fiction and nonfiction are. Why?
I don't know.
You only need to read 75% of a nonfiction book mm-hmm. to get the gist of it?
I don't know. You can count any book you finished reading on or before September 7th. If you were in the middle of a book on September 7th.
And this is for a prize? Is this what you're talking
yes.
about?
There are weekly drawings. All finished books must be reported to the club by Tuesday, September 8th at 11:59 p.m. There will no longer be a puzzle or a scavenger hunt as part of the summer reading club because of lack of interest. There will be three grand prize drawings sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library at the end of the year. There will be a feedback form prize and an awesome door prize at the end of the summer reading club party. There will be weekly drawings You get one entry for just joining, and then after every time you finish a book, you will get an additional entry, increasing your chances to win. You do not have to win. You do have to be present to win door prizes at the Summer Reading Club. So that begins tomorrow, and it's independent reading through the summer, through September 7th, Labor Day. One of the suggestions is that you set a goal for how many books you're going to read. Decide how many you would like to read, set your goal accordingly. If you don't meet your goal, that's okay. What happens if I meet my goal? You will have a great personal feeling of personal satisfaction. There's no extra points. But to stay in the club, you have to read at least one book by Labor Day to be considered active and to be able to attend the Summer Reading Club party. So watch the website in the library for more information. It's apparently the biggest kept secret at the library. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call in, stop in, or go online. The library is always there for you. And stay tuned for Jim Gannon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. David Letterman's chapter in late-night history is in the books. He ended his decades-long run on CBS Late Show Wednesday with a night full of laughs instead of tears. While he was grateful for all the praise he's received lately, Letterman asked people to save some of it for the future.
In light of all of this praise, merited or not, do me a favor, save a little for my funeral, all right?
Okay.
Letterman rolled out the red carpet for a star-studded top 10 list and wishes the next Late Show host, Stephen Colbert, the best.
I'm very excited. I think he's going to do a wonderful job, and I wish Stephen nothing but the greatest success. So let's look forward to that.
Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield is the victim of a cyber attack that has compromised the information of over a million customers. The company announced Wednesday that about 1.1 million current and former customers had their information exposed in a cyber attack that occurred in June of last year. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Ups, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
As USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt explains, one senator made a strong stand for civil liberties on the Senate floor.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul spoke boldly on the floor of the Senate today against the NSA bulk collection of information. Paul said during his speech that he hopes the American people will rise up against this program that hasn't identified a single terror suspect.
My hope is that in today that we will call attention to this and that the American people will say, who are these people that want to keep collecting our records without a warrant when the people who have investigated it have determined that no one has been captured by this program, no one has been uniquely identified by this program.
I'm Jason Wirt.
We have RD-180 ignition and liftoff.
A secret space plane operated by the Air Force is back in orbit. The X-37B was sent into space aboard the Atlas V rocket that launched Wednesday from Cape Canaveral. The Air Force says the X-37B will test an electric propulsion system that could reduce the cost of future space missions. This is USA Headline News.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you